Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Service. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Who are you with?
I'm with Washington Opinion Survey. We just conducted a study, ma'am, and we would like to include your response to the study. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet? Okay,
no
one. Okay. And are you registered to vote in Washington? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably?
Yeah.
Definitely? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
More than 50.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. So you between 65 plus, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American? Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, and do you lean towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Neither today.
Neither, okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
How do you, very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I am neutral.
Okay, somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove? Those are the two middle ones. What should I record as your answer?
Neither.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glassenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman? Approve or disapprove?
I don't know who it is.
Ms. Glassenkamp Perez? No? Never heard of
her? No.
Okay. And thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, border security, reducing the crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy.
Do you have all of the above?
No, I don't. I know they're all important, ma'am. But if you can just pick two, just for the sake of my research, I would highly appreciate it, ma'am. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights is the last one.
Economy and education.
Okay, improving K-12 and, okay, here we go, the economy. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, moving on.
Is this almost over?
No, ma'am. A few more minutes of your time so I can use the ones you already gave me. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. And if you have no opinion, never heard of them, you let me know, okay, ma'am? The first one is Mary Glassenkamp. Have you heard of her?
No.
Okay. And Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
50.
Thank you. And Joe Kent? 0 to 100.
50.
And Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. And Raul Garcia? From 0 to 100. Okay.
Don't know.
And Maria Cantwell?
Don't know.
0 to 1. Don't know her. And woke liberals in Congress? From 0 to 100.
Don't know.
Okay. That's just like the organization Woke Liberals in Congress. You never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Okay. Hey, how about the MAGA Republicans from 0 to 100? What number you should give?
I think for, I don't know, 0.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, moving on. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump?
Neither.
Do you lean towards either of them, Trump or Biden?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Maria Glusenkamp Perez? Or Republican Joe Kent, if you have to choose today?
I don't know.
Do you lean towards any of them for what you heard? To the Republican?
Not
to the Democrat?
I don't know that yet. I don't know yet.
I know you have to do more research on the matter, ma'am, because it's still a long way off. But just for the sake of a research, as of right now, if you have to take make a selection.
I'll say Kent.
Kent? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, even though you are not supporting Joe Kemp now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you may support Kemp, a small change, or just a very slight change, or no change at all, that you might support him?
I'll say a slight.
So a small or fair change? A slight, a very slight change, right?
A small change.
Okay. Next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in the member of Congress. For each one, please, for each of the following statements, can you please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10? Use 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 10 if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute and your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. An independent who will oppose the extremists and both parties from 0 to 10. How important that is.
10.
Okay.
10.
And someone who will fight to protect our democracy. What number? From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And a fighter for the middle class. How important is that attribute of
10?
Okay. And a small business owner from 0 to 10?
10.
And a working mom who understands the needs of families. What number?
10.
Okay. And there's no right or wrong answers, okay, ma'am? And if you have no opinion, you let me know. Now, someone who shares your values, how important it is that you're a member of Congress?
10.
10. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on real quick. Now, I'm going to reach you real quick so we can finish this up. A few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp Perez. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10? The 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. A 5 means that it's somewhat convincing. And a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Mary Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of a hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trades and understand the challenge facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Businesses Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for all small producers. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement?
5.
A 5? Okay. And Mary Glusenkamp Perez is taking a big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit about their voters' well-being. But Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month. and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. How convincing is that statement from 0 to 10? Any number. Five? Okay. And Mary Glusenkamp Perez, please, we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10.
9.
9? Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask you once again, if the election for Congress on the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joan Kim?
I don't know because I don't know the first one.
Okay. You don't know Maria Glusenkamp, so you're still with Joe Kim?
Well, it was a small chance.
A small chance. Okay. So should I record your answer as Joe Kim so we can move forward?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to issue real quick some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kim. Others will hear statements about the other candidates, but this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am? Now, can you please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kim for Congress, if 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kim for Congress? You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay, ma'am? Now, Joe Kim supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves and if and when to have the children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politician interference. Now, 0 is no doubts at all, 5 is some doubts, and 10 is serious doubts. What number?
10.
Okay, thank you. And we cannot trust Joe Kim to put what's best for working families about the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which will not lower costs, but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. For 0 to 10, what number?
I'm having my doubts about all of these things that you're reading. It sounds like propaganda and a
No, this is, again, we completely neutral. This is things you're going to hear during the campaign. And believe me, we're almost done. It's just a minute or two, so I can use the ones you gave me. But for 0 to 10, what number?
Why was everything so positive for the woman, and this one is also very negative?
Because this is one way for you to show them, yeah, but this is one way for you to show them that this negative campaign, it doesn't affect your opinion at all, man. And this is one way for you to let them know. So, you know.
Yeah,
but how do I
know those things that you're saying are true?
Exactly. But like I said, these are things that you're going to hear during the campaign. We completely neutral, man. And they just want to know if these kind of things will change your mind. You know, that's all, man. But from 0 to 10, what number should we pick on this one?
I'll pick 5 for everything, and then you don't have to read anymore.
No, I'm not reading anymore, man. After hearing more about Ken, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I told you originally it was a small chance.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely, more likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you, man. I do appreciate your patience. I know. We are 90%, okay? Given everything you just heard about Joe Kim, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? If you hear anything, it will be convincing reason for you not to support him for Congress. Do you hear anything at all?
The first one that you read.
Okay. Thank you. The very first thing that I write to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Which, okay. I will put that on. Let me
I think it was women's rights.
Yeah, the abortion, the events of women's rights. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 80 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Thank
no.
you, ma'am. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you, ma'am. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Yes. Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Mm.